Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. So today we're going to be looking at some communication verbs which are maybe less common but more descriptive. So we know the communication verbs like say and tell and speak and explain, describe. But what about the ones which tell us how the person is saying something? It really tells us something, not just about the way they're saying it, but what they mean. So I've got seven verbs for you, and what we'll do is we'll try and explain what it means. I may also be performing some of these. If they're quite difficult to explain, then maybe I will show you what it is with my voice, but I'll also be giving you an example. So the first verb is to whisper. To whisper, and this means to speak very, very quietly, because, well, maybe you don't want somebody else to hear you, or maybe you're in a place where you need to speak quietly, like the library, for example. So to whisper is this. This is to whisper. An example sentence. It was really late, so Jack and Kate whispered to each other as they entered the house. They whispered to each other as they entered the house. Okay, the next verb is to shout. And to shout is very, very different to whisper. This means to speak very loudly. There could be two possible reasons why you might be doing this. The first is if the person you are talking to is quite far away, so you need to shout in order for that person to hear you. Or possibly you're angry, and therefore you shout at someone to express your irritation. An example sentence. The teacher shouted at Jennifer because her mobile phone went off in class. The teacher shouted at Jennifer. The next verb is to yell. To yell. And this is more or less the same as to shout. If you yell at someone, then you are speaking very, very loudly in their direction, to yell. I think there's a little bit more emphasis to this word than with shout. So shout, yep, this means to speak loudly, maybe with anger. Yell, maybe a little bit more anger. If you yell at someone, then you're really upset, you're really angry. An example sentence, I could hear my neighbors yelling at each other last night. They were having a really big argument, and they were yelling at each other. The next example, also quite similar, is to scream. To scream. And this is similar to shout and yell, except it suggests a higher pitch in the voice. So if you scream at someone, then this could also mean to shout, but with a higher pitch. And often this word is associated more with women, because women have higher voices. So I could say my neighbours, who are women, were screaming at each other. It's not so common to use this with men. We also use the word scream when we're scared. We see something, like maybe a ghost or a scary movie, and we scream. And this sound, I'm going to do it for you, and maybe turn the volume down. I won't do it too loudly. It's something like this. That is to scream. I did it quite quietly, so it's okay. That's to scream. Okay, the next verb is to gasp. G-A-S-P. To gasp. And you gasp if something gives you a fright or scares you. And the sound is... An example sentence would be, David gasped as he entered the house to discover that there had been an intruder. Gasp is the verb. The next example is to mumble. Mumble. M-U-M-B-L-E. A person who mumbles is someone who does not speak very clearly. Someone very difficult to understand. I'll give you a sentence with an example of mumbling. If I talk a bit like this, Now, you didn't understand anything I just said because I was mumbling. If you can't understand someone because they're mumbling, you tell them, please stop mumbling. I can't understand what you are saying. So that's to mumble. And the final verb is to ramble on. It's actually a phrasal verb, to ramble on. And this means if somebody just never stops speaking, often about the same topic, they ramble on and on. I'll give you an extra bonus phrasal verb, and that's to go on, which means the same thing. So I could say, he kept rambling on about how successful he was. Or, he kept going on and on about how successful he was. He would not stop talking about it. He would not stop going on, rambling on about it. So there you have some communication verbs, less common, but really important. And nice ways of describing the way that somebody communicates or reacts to something. Okay, so that's all for today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it and found it useful. Remember, if you're interested in taking English classes with me online, you can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.